Tonight, the gathering storm after the government's communication boss Andy Coulson resigns over the phone hacking at the News of the World. Our secret tapes show the paranoia and pressure of the paper when he was editor. Andy Coulson's resignation has embarrassed David Cameron. With a furious Rupert Murdoch jetting in from New York, it's left senior executives at News International in the firing line. And it's left the Metropolitan Police scrambling to explain themselves. The police, the Crown Prosecution Service, the Press Complaints Commission have all reopened inquiries. But are we any closer to the truth? And as the crisis spreads across Fleet Street, we ask just how far this scandal could reach. The phone hacking scandal first exploded in 2006 when it was revealed that the News of the World had been listening into phone messages at the royal household. This salacious tale of Prince Harry visiting a lap dancing club was one of a string of stories that resulted. Two men were sent to jail, royal reporter Clive Goodman and private investigator Glenn Mulcair. It emerged that phone hacking was embarrassingly easy. The then editor of the News of the World, Andy Coulson, resigned over the royal scandal. He maintained he knew nothing about any phone hacking, and the paper backed him on that. The police also appeared ready to believe that no other journalist was involved. A senior policeman was later discovered to be a victim and was startled at the lack of curiosity displayed by the original investigation. One man who quickly guessed there was rather more to this was the publicist Max Clifford. He also guessed he was likely to be a target of the News of the World himself. The police confirmed Max Clifford's phone had been hacked and the papers settled out of court with him, reportedly for £1 million. Gordon Taylor, chief executive of the Professional Footballers Association, also sued, reportedly accepting £700,000 in an out-of-court settlement.